This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, according to Johns Hopkins University, approximately 286,000 people have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000, with 1.3 million confirmed infections. U.S. President Trump insisted Monday his administration has met the moment and prevailed on coronavirus testing, even as the White House itself became a potent symbol of the risk facing Americans everywhere by belatedly ordering everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask. Mr. Trump addressed a Rose Garden audience filled with mask-wearing administration officials, some appearing publicly with face coverings for the first time during the pandemic, after two aides tested positive for COVID-19 late last week. A startling sight served only to further highlight the challenge the president faces in instilling confidence in a nation still reeling from the pandemic. A new type of coronavirus test offers a cheaper, quicker way to screen for infections, moving the U.S. toward the kind of mass screening that experts say is essential to returning millions of Americans to school and work. But the first so-called antigen test, announced Saturday by the Food and Drug Administration, is not quite the kind sought by top government health officials. It is less accurate than the current gold standard for testing and can only be run on specialized equipment. A new report says that New York City's death toll from the coronavirus may be thousands of fatalities, worse than official tally kept by the city and state. The analysis released Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that between mid-March and early May, about 24,000 more people died in the city than researchers would ordinarily expect. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House is recommending that all nursing home residents and staff be tested for the coronavirus in the next 2 weeks. Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told governors on a video conference call Monday that it's the federal government's strong recommendation that such testing be done. Dr. Deborah Birx, the task force coordinator, told governors to focus over the next 2 weeks on testing all 1 million nursing home residents. She says the White House will help states that need it. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set out a cautious plan Monday for how the UK's lockdown measures would slowly be lifted. The government published a 51-page document outlining the strategy that includes a staged reopening of businesses and advice on public transport and wearing face coverings, as well as a 14-day quarantine for most international arrivals. Speaking in Parliament, Johnson said the government would not be hasty in removing restrictions. The United Kingdom has one of the